Episode 3251, A Joyful Balance.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Are you ready for the yummy goodies that come with the holiday season? Oh, I am. It's time to serve it up. But first, you've got to have a joyful balance. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, as you know, as the holiday season is here, some people have already celebrated Hanukkah. Now we're moving into the Christmas celebration, and then we have New Year's. And you know, the holiday season is often synonymous with indulgence, right? It's surrounding ourselves with delicious food, delightful treats, and decadent drinks, a time of celebration that requires a joyful balance. But in a world that advocates for strict diets and drastic measures to stay fit, we often forget that treating our bodies well means finding a balance between reveling in the joy of the season and embracing moderation. So what does it mean to celebrate without overdoing it, especially when it comes to our eating habits? What is it for you? What does it look like? Are you already freaking out going, I know I'm going to gain 12 pounds? And I'm thinking, I know I'm going to lose 12 pounds. But really, seriously, what is it? I mean, the holidays definitely are not something that you want to say, I'm going to start a diet. I'm all of a sudden not going to have cheesecake and spare ribs or whatever it is that you eat. I don't know why I'm thinking about spare ribs. It just sounds really, really good. Prime rib would be even better. But seriously, whatever it is. I mean, I guess if you're watching a football game, yeah, bring on the hot sauce and the barbecue sauce and the spare ribs and oh, delicious. And just, you know, why not have that sauce up to the elbows? But then we think about all the sweet treats and the savory ones. What is it for you? Are you one who says, yep, I can celebrate without overdoing it? But what does it really mean? Well, it means approaching the holiday table with intentionality and reserve and allowing yourself to indulge mindfully. It's about finding joy in the experience of eating while also respecting your body and the long-term health goals you have in mind. Celebrate responsibly. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Celebrate responsibly. And what a KISS it was, right? But I think about how we look at alcohol. Now, I know you're thinking, Christiane, you're going on a tangent. I know. Stay here with me, though. I just have notes. So it's kind of fun. When you're on the holiday season, it's just kind of fun to go with it. And I think about alcohol. And you know how the beer companies, right, the alcohol companies that are selling you all these wonderful things, whether it's alcohol as in beer or wine coolers, or even now some of these drinks that used to have nothing to do with alcohol, but now all of a sudden they've got the alcohol twist to it. Well, at the end of their commercials, always the very bottom, the very, 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 very fine print, it says drink responsibly. And I'm thinking, why doesn't the food industry say eat responsibly? Kind of crazy question, right? Because we go and we consume food as if, well, it's going to be fine for our bodies. And when in actuality, it's not. What we take in isn't necessarily good for us. All the processed food. You know, we go to fast food restaurants, even sit down restaurants. We try to go to the better ones. And it's like, really, what are we eating? And I don't want to put a damper on things, but I do want you to celebrate responsibly, not the way that the alcohol commercials say, like, here, I'm going to show you all this, and now I'm going to tell you to do this. No, because I want you to live a long, fruitful life. But that comes with responsibility. So rather than simply depriving yourself of all the festive treats, because I know there's going to be so many of them, I'm already planning my menu, and I have about 5 different menus I'm doing because we're eating across a 5-day period. Okay, we're not going to just start eating from day one and then continue it the whole time, even though that would be delicious. No, but it's planning each meal out. And because we have a larger family, I do have to plan things because I don't want to have to keep running to the grocery store. So I do plan And I know, oh man, I want that because I love that. Other times I'm like, no, they want that and I'm going to have it there for them because they love that. And I want everybody to have their special, whatever their special is. But at the same time, I also know that right now in our family, we are all watching what we're doing with our bodies. And so we've got to celebrate responsibly. And so you can adopt a few strategies to help you celebrate responsibly during the holiday season without saying, nope, can't do this. Nope, I'm going to go all or nothing. Nope, nope, I'm just going to be all in and I'm going to gain 12 pounds. Let's just see if I can put on 12 pounds. Oh, no, 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 I'm going to do the all in opposite and I want to lose 12 pounds. Firstly, it's important to prioritize nourishing foods. You're only going to feel as good as what you put in your body. So you may have all these other things you want to have, but make sure your plate is filled with a variety of fruits and vegetables, lean proteins and whole grains, as long as your body can accept those. There are some people who can't do whole grains. I get you. There are some people who don't do lean protein, but get in some protein. It doesn't have to be meat protein, but get in that protein. And by focusing on these nutrient-dense options, you provide your body with the necessary fuel it needs to thrive. But that doesn't mean you need to restrict yourself from enjoying all those seasonal specialties. Oh, and oh, aren't they delicious? Allow yourself small portions of your favorite indulgences. I like to do 3 to 5 bites. And if it's really, really rich, like I probably even shouldn't do it. And it's stuff in there that I know I can't have, but I really want it. 3 bites, sometimes 2. But I don't say I can't have it. Allow yourself small portions. Give yourself that permission. And then as you eat it, don't sit here and be on your phone and do something else. Literally savor the flavors and fully enjoy each bite. Remember, the goal is not to avoid indulgence altogether, but rather to approach it with mindfulness and moderation. And moderate yourself. Say, you know what? I'm only going to have 3 bites here. And for me, I cannot do a lot of starches. I can't do carbohydrates. I just cannot. And so when I do indulge in a starch or carbohydrate, guess what I do? I make sure it's the ones I really, 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 really want. So don't go splurge on everything else that you can have all the time. Splurge on the things that mean the most, that help set the memories within all your 5 senses. That, let me tell you, is prioritizing nourishing foods. It nourishes the mind, the body, and the spirit. Also, number 2, finding joy in movement can also be an essential part of treating your body well during the holidays. So engage in physical activities that you genuinely enjoy, whether it's dancing to your favorite holiday tunes, going for a walk in the winter wonderland, or practicing yoga to relax and recharge. What is it for you? What movement? I was at a celebration with my husband and we came home and afterwards I was getting some presents ready for his staff. And it was very interesting because I had it all laid out and I wanted something just delightful for them, something that they wouldn't do for themselves, but at the same time would be pampering to their heart. So it was kind of, you know, I don't know. It's one of those gifts that you give and you're thinking, okay, but it needs to check all these boxes. And so it was kind of one of these variety packs of a little bit of everything. And so as I was doing that, I was just kind of in the holiday mood and we had the Christmas music on and everything. And so I just walked up to my husband and grabbed his arms and he was like, oh no. And off we started dancing. Now he's not a dancer, I must say. He does not like to dance to this day. I mean, even at our wedding, he was like, do I really have to do this? Like the first dance? I'm like, yep, you have to do this. Now that was before we got married. Okay, we had the discussion, not on the floor as we were married. But he did it. But he's like, I really don't want to do it. Well, you see, in that moment, we created movement. And yeah, it's not like full out dripping sweat exercise, but it's movement. What can you do? Maybe it's standing up and swaying. Maybe it's dancing with your grandchild. If you're strong enough, pick your grandchild up and do some twists and turns and all arounds. Create those memories. I do that with my grandson right now. He loves to dance with grandma. And we turn on a movie and it usually has a lot of music involved and singing because that's just what we do. And so we turn it up and we sing and we dance. And sometimes he'll say, no, grandma, because he wants to sing it by himself. And then other times he'll look at me like, well, why aren't you singing with me? I was like, well, because you just told me no, Grandma. And so we are creating memories with movement. You don't have to sweat in the gym to have physical exercise, right? So think about the holiday season differently when it comes to your movement. Exercise should be a celebration of what your body can do rather than a punishment for what you consume. If you look at exercise and fitness in that manner, it's going to change the way you look at everything. Maybe you'll look at your everyday differently too. Finally, number three, the holidays are not just about food and fitness, right? It's not just about movement, even though that's important. It's not just about the foods to fuel our body, which that is really important. We need to have the water too. But they are an opportunity to express love and gratitude and creativity. Think outside the box and find alternative ways to celebrate that really extend beyond the typical healthy living items in life. Like, okay, I have to go work out or I have to eat a certain way. Consider creating homemade gifts for loved ones, right? Organizing a virtual holiday concert or even dedicating time to volunteer and spread cheer to the less fortunate. These acts of kindness and creativity nourish our souls. And they truly bring joy to our hearts. That's an aspect of wellness that is important just as much as our physical health. It's our mental well-being. So what are you doing to fuel your mind, body, and spirit this holiday season? What is it? Maybe you need to dig deeper into the Bible. Maybe you've gone astray a little bit. Maybe you need to come back. Maybe you are having a hard time right now in your life. Maybe you have someone going through a health challenge. I have a lot of people right now going through some health struggles. Some that are very grim,